Fashion Day. Rule over me and mine from some flowery seat in the south. Why shouldn't we rule ourselves again? There sits the only king I mean to bend my knee to. The king of the
Podcastle! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Kings of the Podcastle, episode 22. Mike doesn't like to change his colostomy bag, and boy, is that stinky.
Gross.
I'm awesome. Your host. I'm your host, King John, and over to my left, I've got King Devin. No, that's to my right. I don't know what's going on here.
Oh, man.
Oh, off to a great start.
And pushing knobs and stuff like that is King, King, what's your name?
Wow.
Douche.
Wow.
Yeah.
King Zach.
King Zach, sorry. I lost my mind there for a second. And joining us, special guest is...
What's your name?
who are you?
I'm Stephaho.
Stephaho! Damn! if you'd like to hear the episode, go to kingsofthepodcastle.com. You can sign up on Facebook.
Free.
For free, yeah. And like our page and comment all you want.
Free.
Post nude pictures.
Nude pictures are definitely welcome. Stitcher.com, you can hear us where else? What's the other?
iTunes.
Yeah, you can download us for free on iTunes.
The Beyond Pod app on Android.
The
podcast app on whatever that iOS thing is that you guys seem to like.
Yeah. Or if you're into old school, we're actually broadcasting by smoke signal right now. If you look to the east, you'll see... nice little representation of everything we're speaking.
Yeah. Morse code.
Might get lost in the clouds, but that's okay. You know, you might, but that's all right.
We'll so King Mike and King Greg are on location at the Coke Zero 400. We were hoping to hear from them today, but I don't think their non-sobriety is going to let that happen.
Yeah, they were like, racing, woo, woo, woo. All right, podcast. No, we didn't do that. Nope.
So they're going to, when they get back, they're going to be hungover and deaf as hell.
And really pissed off.
Well, that's just Greg when he's awake or asleep anyway.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, let's get started. What happened this weekend, gentlemen? Zach, did you have anything fun and exciting going on?
Well, it was the 4th of July, and being in entertainment like I am, I did nothing.
You did nothing?
I worked.
Did you have to
entertain other people?
Did you have to work the fireworks at your
job? I did not have to do fireworks. However, it still is a high occupancy day, which means I was there doing nothing but boring crap.
How would you do sound at the fireworks? That one wasn't loud enough. Pull it back.
Maybe?
Yeah.
I don't know. Devin, tell us about your weekend. What happened?
I'm at Side Splitters Tampa tonight.
Yeah.
I have one show. I've been there for 5 shows so far, 2 Friday, 3 Saturday.
How were they?
Amazing. Great crowds, actually. Very surprised because the first day when I got there, the guy's like, you know, it's July 4th weekend. We're not expecting big crowds. Bam, first 2 shows sell out.
Yeah?
So it was pretty good.
And how many of those people did you pay to come?
None. 0.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
There was super hot chicks there, too. I will tell you that. There are some really hot chicks. There's some very drunk chicks as well. I got...
Drunk hecklers?
I got quite a few comment cards that said Devin is hot, although all of them had like either but I married following it or my birth date is in 1948.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
And then I got one last night that said, contact me. Here's my name on Facebook. So then I looked her up and her like default picture was her and her like 8 kids and I'm like,
oh
this is Partridge Family. That's nice.
All right.
A good weekend.
Does that happen to be the same person that just liked our podcast and is probably listening to us right now?
Possibly.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Sorry.
Oh, God. Let's move on.
What did I do? I did my usual day job, and I did my trivia show at Star Island Resort, folks. Thank you very much. Every Thursday, every Saturday, you can come out and have some fun, win some money, drink some drinks because it's during happy hour, and play some trivia. Put your useless knowledge to use. It's fun. It's awesome. So,
and does that trivia show pay for the podcast?
The trivia show
no.
does not.
No,
pay
you know what podcast. Does pay for the podcast though?
What's that?
The fine folks over at audiohog.com. That's Audio Hog, Hog with 2 G's.
Uh-huh.
audiohogg.com.
And what's their story?
They are some entertainment technology providers.
Uh-huh.
Anything you need in your business as far as like TV or AV systems or live shows, they do a great job and I hear they're pretty attractive guys.
I'm not an employee of Audio Heart.
I haven't heard that at all.
Yeah. I don't know what that's all about. Yeah. But it's fun to listen to them argue on the phone, though. That's for sure.
Now, it is worth being noted. We are not sponsored by Star Island, but we are sponsored by the new gay porn Brown Star Island. So
we
if
are.
Anybody, yeah, if anybody is out there, that's a great one. Google it.
Oh, man.
Please, you know, bookmark
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's awesome. So let's get started on some Facebook topics. What
are the Facebook topics?
The Facebook topics were somebody wanted me to play an old song called Poo Poo Castle. I don't know if we're going to be able to get that done.
That also is in reference to Brown Star Island.
That is?
Yeah.
Sponsored
and,
by so. Brown Star Island.
Sponsored yeah. by Brown Star Island. Poo Poo Castle. What exactly is Poo Poo Castle?
That is when you take a dump on a girl's chest and it's so heaping, it looks like a castle.
Oh, looks
no.
like a castle?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And then some random dude comes in just like a real sandcastle and kicks it over and like
kicks it right in your face.
Yeah, right in your face.
And then he gets the girl and he's got to go yep. hose her down and
exactly.
everything because she's got poop on her chest. So that's the story behind Poo Poo Castle.
That sounds like an exciting song.
Yeah, it's very exciting. I don't know. I don't remember how it goes though, so I don't know if we're going to be able to get to that. But anyway, what else was going on Facebook? We had some suggestions for women's rights, I think it was. Nah. Somebody wanted to know where's my sheet on that.
It's the next page behind right after the story you skipped.
Aha! Okay. No more Blockbuster Video or Hollywood Video. What's going on in the world with that, guys? What the hell?
I used
this
to work at Blockbuster.
You did? I used to work at Blockbuster, yeah. too. How was that for you?
I loved it. I thought it was an amazing job because I used to check out a ton of movies. And I say that that's something that's lost. When you go to the Redbox, you know, all you get is like a star rating on some of the movies.
Right.
You know, and when it was nice for when people used to come into Blockbuster, they used to come up to me and be like, Devin, have you seen this?
Yeah.
And I've been like, yeah, it's
right.
awesome. It's got this, it's got that, it's got this guy. If you like that, you might want to even check out this movie.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
we're
yeah.
out of this movie, but you'll probably like this movie. And a lot of people discovered movies they'd never seen before. And Redbox limits you to whatever the hell
yep,
they can fit
exactly.
in that stupid box. And not old school movies. I mean, there's very few that, you know, we used to have like some of the like really good classics, movies I had never like seen before. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
And I used to discover all sorts of stuff. And there we had... Have you ever seen City of God?
No.
See,
what's that?
City of God is like, it was put on Roger Ebert. He said it was one of the top five movies he'd ever seen
yeah.
in all of his reviews. And we had it there at Blockbuster. And I used to recommend it all the time. And so many people were like, oh my gosh, that was like the most amazing movie.
Yeah.
And now it's like, if you want to watch City of God, you got to download it or
right.
you know something else or go to Amazon and pay probably like $20 because it's an import. But yeah, I just don't understand. I think a lot is lost there, you know?
I agree, and even Netflix is the same way. I mean, you can get the Netflix on your television, on your Xbox or whatever,
mm-hmm.
but even the choices there are limited, you know? Mm-hmm. If you want anything decent, you're going to have to wait for it for 2 days.
Right.
You know, there's still that option, but I still like going to the store, looking around, kind of window shopping for movies and stuff.
Yeah.
That is lost. That yep. is totally lost. And to get to talk to some movie buff in, you know, a blue polo.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Where do you guys find time to watch movies? Because I could barely get a TV show in line. I've got my DVR set up and I have like 20 TV shows waiting for me. I can never watch them all. How do you get to the free time to watch a movie?
When we're not working, I guess.
Oh, I don't have that time.
Yeah.
You know when I'm not working, I am here.
Masturbating.
You're here, he's here masturbating.
Yeah. I'm here masturbating.
He's masturbating right now. You
My
can't
seat
see
was
it.
Quite sticky when I sat down today, I noticed. Yeah.
Way to go, Zach.
How's that coffee taste, by the way, John?
Very creamy.
Yeah, very creamy.
Oh, man.
We'll play Soggy Biscuit later.
Oh,
yes.
So next topic was women's rights.
What a joke.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah?
what rights? What's wrong with women's rights?
I have no idea.
That's because you're not allowed to say your opinion. She knows.
Now go make me a sandwich, damn it.
What are your concerns about women's rights? Do you have any concerns? Do you feel like in the future women aren't going to be entitled to certain things? Or
get right on that microphone.
I think that considering today's time, we're doing just fine.
Yeah.
You're doing just fine. Good.
Everybody's talking about Hillary Clinton running in 2016.
Yeah,
so
that'll be interesting.
But yeah.
What's changed about that? Another old white man getting elected to office.
Oh, hey.
I'll give you that one.
No, that was terrible. don't boost my ego. Yeah. That was awful.
Hillary Clinton, my grandfather actually put it this way, and I think it's an interesting point. If we elect her, it will be interesting to see our standing and how it changes in the Muslim world because they disrespect women so much.
Right.
You know, how is a woman going to tolerate the inequality that they have over there when it comes to discussing it on their home soil?
Yeah.
You know, because they have to invite her. She's going to come at some point to one of their countries.
Yeah.
And if she were to be president, how would you treat that woman differently and then turn around to your citizens and say, yeah, but she was American, you know?
Right.
We can let her go around and show her face and her ankles. You know, we can let her do this and let her do that. But you guys, nah.
Yeah, we'll stone you. We'll stone you to death.
If you try to be like her, no. But we're going to wine and dine her and we're going to show her off and everything like
she's,
that.
Yeah, she's American. But my question is when she goes over there and visits, is she going to have to wear the veil and robe and all that crap? You know?
Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't know.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
I think that they will require, I think keeping up foreign diplomacy, we would have to. I mean, anytime that even business meetings or anything goes over, you go over and you observe the local custom because that's just what you do out of respect for the other party.
I would be interested to know if that's true. And the way you could probably check it is the most powerful woman in Europe is the Chancellor of Germany because they have the strongest economy and she's a woman. And obviously she's had to gone over there at some point.
Probably.
Or discussed it with somebody. You know, so I wonder.
Or she might Skype it. Who knows?
Yeah. I mean, but then again, you know, Germans, they're not the best looking. So it would probably be better to kind of put that over her face.
Maybe.
You know?
Dress her up some so she doesn't smell as bad.
Yeah, I think so.
Let me tell you.
Don't see her wiener schnitzel. You know?
Oh, gross. speaking from firsthand experience, the Germans are a smelly people.
Are they really?
They are a very, very smelly
people. Now, how
do
you know this?
I spent 6 months in Germany.
He went to a Rammstein concert.
a really long concert.
I spent 6 months in Germany, and you go to a club in Germany, and first off, there's something very wrong with German women, and I think it's because most of them chain smoke.
Yeah.
But 21 is like their peak. They hit 21 and they're beautiful.
Yeah.
But at 23, they are the most disgusting people.
Really?
They like fall off a cliff. It's awful. But throughout their entire lifespan, they smell. I don't know if deodorant's boycotted in that country or what, but it is not. BO is apparently not a big deal there.
And it's BO. It's not like they fart a lot or something.
No.
They just smell
it
like
is
poop.
BO.
Yeah.
It is absolute BO, which actually.
When you walk into their house, it smells like a poop castle.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which, I need to add that to the song. Yeah.
That brings us to our next Facebook topic, though. From our good friend Clay. Clay wanted to know why Mike always likes dating ugly women with armpit hair and bad BO.
Yeah.
Alanis Morissette? He went out with Alanis Morissette?
He did?
Paula Cole?
Oh, God.
Interesting.
I really enjoy making fun of Mike when he's not here to defend himself.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
I think it's hair envy. Like maybe, yeah. He sees it under their arm. He's like, I want that on my head. Yeah. Then when he has sex, he buries his head underneath her armpit.
Right.
He's like brushing it.
Or when she falls asleep, he just puts
styling
her,
it.
Yeah. And he takes a selfie.
Yep. Well, no, he when they're asleep, he shaves it all off and then kind of dresses himself. Like,
yeah, right. Like Beavis and Butthead. Do you remember that episode when they wanted beards and they shaved off all their pubes and glued it to their face?
No.
It was amazing.
That's I was thinking more like the Mr. Woolly game where you take the magnet and you dress the guy with hair.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you see in Jackass where they did that to the guy with the
beard?
Yes. It was like a reverse prank. They wanted the guy to put a beard on and like try to hijack he looked like an Islamic terrorist.
Yeah.
And they wanted him to hijack a taxi. But what they didn't tell him is that the beard he put on
was all pubes.
Was all pubes and one of them had crabs or something.
Yes.
Awesome. Yeah.
And he glued that crap to his face.
He sure did.
And then they told the taxi cab driver that, you know,
he could beat the shit out of him.
He could beat the crap out of him and made him get in the trunk and scared the crap out of him. It was hilarious.
That made my day.
That was a good bit. Awesome. It was a very good bit. So, word of the wise, don't glue pubic hair to your face because you never know where it's been or what it could give to you.
Yep,
so,
that is our public service announcement.
That is
now
our
you
public
know.
Service announcement. Yeah.
We can include like one of those G.I. Joe things in there if we want. Like we could edit that in.
G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
The more you know.
But I've seen the girls that Mike's dated. And the thing about Mike is he just wants them to come over and have sex.
Cuddle.
And then that's it. Like, leave my house. That's it. I don't want to deal with you in any other way possible.
What are you talking about? It's the exact opposite. Mike will bring a girl over, and then he'll sit, and he'll talk, and he'll look at him.
That's because he has
pick,
no game.
Well, exactly. But he'll pick him apart. No. There will be a perfectly fine girl, and she'll come over, and he'll be with her the whole day, and then it gets towards the end of the night, and she's interested. But by the end of the day, Mike has picked apart this girl so much that he's like, right. Oh, I don't want to sleep with her.
Yeah. And then he'll get shit plowed drunk and then fall asleep on her.
Did I ever tell you guys about the hotel when it was me and Mike in the hotel with the girls?
I've partially heard
this
story.
I've heard this story.
Now that he's not here.
It's a great time to tell it.
I was laying in the bed with this girl and I just pretended to go to sleep. Like,
you did?
Yeah. She was asleep. She was asleep like the second we walked through the door because I hate my life. And she did that. She fell asleep.
Yeah, but she was asleep. Now's your
chance. I can't wait to hear this.
Yeah.
Because I've heard Mike's side of the story. Yeah. I haven't heard your side.
Anyways,
so this should be good.
I pretended to be asleep and I could hear Mike over there shooting his game, you know. Like,
and what was he saying?
He's getting all cutesy and stuff. Like
what did he say?
He's like, he's such a dick. he was just sitting over there like talking to her. He's like, so can I see some? Do you have any pictures of you in your phone? Wow, you look sexy in that picture.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Look
at
that.
God.
Oh man, look at that. Oh yeah. I bet it's good.
Fail horning him, and he's not even here.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, then this is the best part. He says to her, he says, I'm gonna start doing some stuff. If you don't like me, just stop me.
Really?
Oh my God.
Yep.
I'm just gonna start slowly raping you. Please don't say no.
This is what I hear. This made my day. I hear her go, swipe or no swiping.
What?
Swipe or no swiping. And I was like,
no.
What?
Did she just give a fucking Dora the Explorer reference?
Really?
What? Yeah. I was like, check her ID. You know,
why did she say that though?
I think he was swiping.
I guess so.
Yeah.
What?
I think he was swiping.
Now,
she said,
here's
swipe
the big
or no
question.
Swiping.
Did he say, oh man, afterwards?
No. He didn't say anything.
Oh man.
No.
Oh boy.
We watched far too much.
He eventually got to a home plate.
He did?
It took a little while.
That
yeah.
night?
Yeah.
Now I also heard
the funny thing was she had huge like breasts.
She yeah. did.
And
she
all
had
I could
huge
see all
fat
I
roll.
Could see was the shadow outline. And
no, hold on. Mm-hmm. Here's my question. Were they miniature basketballs sitting on her chest, or were they saddlebags?
Were they
bags?
Melons or fruit by the foot? Is that what you're wanting to
yeah,
know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah. I thought they would be melons. And
yeah.
all I see is the outline of her, and she takes off her bra, and then I'm like, is she holding bananas? Like,
really?
It went way down, and I was like, oh my goodness. I was like, those are very elongated.
Elongated.
Wow.
Yeah. So, but anyways, I will give him this. It lasted quite a bit longer than I anticipated. My arm fell asleep, so I was like, hurry the fuck up.
Yeah.
Like, get it done.
Like, get
yeah.
it done. And so what happened? Like, after he was done swiping.
Swiping.
Did you guys bail?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah, she answered the phone right at the
yes.
end, and it was
let's get to that part
boyfriend.
Of the story. It was
yeah.
her boyfriend.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And the funny thing is she answers it, she's like, no. Nobody's here. What are you talking about? Who are you with? Why are you accusing me? And
wow.
I was like, this slut bitch. Oh, man.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
It was bad.
That's horrible.
So we
well,
left.
Good for Mike, though.
Yeah, I didn't have any. That
I
night.
So,
yeah. Good for Mike.
So, to that degree, just because you gave him credit, I'm going to have to disclose that Mike did not seal the deal that night.
He didn't.
Did not seal the deal.
What do you mean? What do you know? Were you there?
I was not there, but according to Mike's story, he didn't seal the deal.
Yeah.
There was some action going on, but it was not a complete
act. Because she was saying
act.
Swipe or no swipey, and he couldn't swipe.
No, that got him up.
Oh, yeah?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But then he tried one of these, and she was not impressed.
Oh, wow. Really? Yeah. He tried to slip through the back door.
Yep.
Yeah. He pitched the tent and ended up sleeping outside.
Yeah. Yeah. So maybe she had one in the chamber, and that's why he couldn't slip in the back.
Oh, God. And he was trying to avoid a poo-poo castle and went over to Brown Star Resort. And
no! Oh, oh boy.
Wow, well, talking about that. That's a great way to end a segment. Holy crap.
Yeah. And on that note, we're going to take a quick break, but folks. We're Kings of the Podcast. So we'll see you in a few minutes. Thanks, kids.
And now a segment we call King Jong's Big Ol' Song Dong.
Try something on you. You might like it, you might not think it's a hassle. It's a little something called Poo Poo Castle. Yeah. Lay down, relax, and rest. I'm just gonna take a big dump on your chest. Poo Poo Castle.
Poo Poo Castle.
Poo Poo Castle.
Poo
Poo Castle. Just straddle you until let it drop. Be like a painting from Jackson Pollock. Poo Poo Castle.
Poo Poo Castle.
Poo Poo Castle. Yeah.
Mic check. Mic check. Devin on the mic. Let's let it rip. Girl, you must be so very brave for this Poo Poo Castle. Yeah, because I'm about to give you the tidal wave. Yeah, cause I ate at White Castle. Yeah. Poo Poo Castle. Gonna leave you barely breathing. Poo Poo Castle. Just pretend that you are Indonesian. Poo Poo Castle.
Poo Poo Castle. Poo Poo Castle. Yeah. Poo Poo Castle. Dee da ba do da ba bip ba da ba do bip. Bam do da bip bip do da baba a do da boo da be da bip do da baba bong a bong ba bong bong ba do ba down ba bong bong ba bong ba bong gonna drop a bong.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Kings of the Podcastle. I'm King John. Over here we've got King Devin, and we've got King Zach, and special guest Stephanie.
Hey.
Yay!
She doesn't get the queen title.
Hooray.
She, yeah, well, she's my queen. So yes, you are my queen, my dear.
She's taking your title, Zach. You're no longer queen.
It. You're no longer my queen. Sorry. She's got less dangly parts than you.
Oh, but you like the dangly bits.
I like her dangly bits.
Gross.
I like your dangly bits pretty good too.
Thank you.
Are they ever dangly?
Well, I'm getting old, so yeah, mine are pretty dangly. Yeah. Like, I could probably hit you in the face with my balls from sitting over
here.
I
feel it resting on my leg, actually.
Yeah. Fuzzy nuts. Yeah. So, hey, anyway, check us out at Facebook.com.
Free?
For free. Go and like our page. iTunes. Upload it for free. Free.
And rate us.
And rate us, please. Yes. If you like us, great. If you don't, shut the hell up. Stitcher.com. Check us out at Stitcher.com. And those are many places that you can check us out.
Yes.
Mike and King Greg are on location at the Coke 0400. We will not have a report from them this week, but hopefully we'll get the big story next week. when everybody's back in the room. Now, let's get on to some topics here, ladies and gentlemen. How sunscreen can burn you.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Get the F out.
Yeah. You try to go out into the sun and get a tan and try to protect yourself with sunscreen, but this crap can burn you.
No way.
Yeah. Sunscreen you dutifully spray throughout the day could actually get you burned. We're not talking sunburn. We're talking people bursting into flames.
What?
Because they're wearing sunscreen.
I knew it. It's just like the eggs. First eggs are good, then they're bad, then I don't know.
Yeah, what the hell? Last year, the Food and Drug Administration recorded 5 incidents in which people were burned after their sunscreen caught on fire. One person was hurt after lighting a cigarette. Another stood near a citronella candle. One man in Massachusetts applied spray sunscreen and then went to tend his backyard grill. The flames leapt up to his arm, then traveled to his torso. He suffered second degree burns and was treated in a hospital burn unit.
Now, is go to use your backyard grill literal, or is that a euphemism for something?
Either way, it burns. It burns. It burns. Oh, it's
using my backdoor grill.
And check this out. A woman in Norfolk, Virginia applied spray sunscreen, waited several minutes for the product to dry, and then turned on a welding torch. What?
What?
A welding torch. I'm going to get a tan and weld some metal together.
Now, it was a lady, so that's, yeah. That makes a lot more sense.
Local TV station reported, "My whole arm went on fire," she told the station. Well, what a weird combo. Many sunscreens...
I put on some sunscreen and then jumped into the oven. I don't know what happened.
What happened? What is going on here?
Why are you welding with sunscreen? When you weld, don't you have like the full coveralls? Was this like
usually
some weird fetish welding thing? Or
maybe.
Was she half naked?
And yeah, she's in
actually,
the backyard.
That's kind of interesting. Where was that again?
It was in Norfolk, Virginia.
Okay, awesome. Good to know.
Yeah, that'll get your power
tools
fetish
going.
It was
an odd sexual accident. Her and several of her cousins were injured.
Nice.
Terrible. In these cases, the people that had used Banana Boat sunscreen, so that's the product. Hopefully we don't get sued for saying this. The brand's corporate parent, Energizer Holdings, Inc., well, there's another lawsuit.
Call Mr. Tallyman. Tally me banana.
The problems appear to have been caused by spray valve opening that dispenses more than it's typical in the industry for continuous sun care sprays, according to the recall notice. Spokeswoman for the company shot emails that the company has redesigned the spray valve. We redesigned the delivery mechanism and rigorously tested it through our comprehensive safety and quality.
Rigorously tested it? Did they, like, give sunscreen to somebody? Here, weld this shit. We want to see if you burst into flames.
Yeah. Make me some hot dogs. So anyway, watch out when you're applying sunscreen,
folks. I have an interesting story there.
Let's hear it.
I was sunburned quite a while ago, and this is when I was like 16 or 17, and my mom said, "Oh, you look pretty sunburned. Why don't you go get some aloe out of the fridge?" And she kept aloe in a little spray bottle.
Yeah.
So I grabbed it, and I started spraying myself, and I was like rubbing it in, and I was like, this doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel like it's actually going into my skin. It feels like it's just sitting on top. And my dad comes by, and he's like, "Oh, you grabbed the green bottle. It's in the yellow bottle." I was like, "What's in the green bottle?" He's like, "That's bacon grease I was saving for later."
No.
I sprayed my whole body with bacon grease. I was covered in bacon grease.
Also known as delicious spray.
Yeah.
Yep.
So
I had 12
probably,
fat kids attack me right away.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It's like the Axe commercial, but you just have a bunch of fat guys running towards you.
Yeah.
Right. The Walking Dead with bacon grease. Also here, kosher weed, gentlemen and
ladies. Kosher weed?
Kosher weed.
Is that weed that isn't made from cloven-hoofed animals?
Probably. Okay. I don't know. Here's the story. Israeli Rabbi Ephraim Zalmanovich, deems
perfect
medical marijuana kosher.
What?
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
I'm a fan.
So I could just hear Jackie Mason right now going, "I'm really high. I'm really high right now. I just need some chips.
God.
Somebody get me a bag of chips."
That's a Jewish actor joke, people.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
In his statement, the rabbi said that a religious Jew may use marijuana if it is prescribed for pain or to treat symptoms. He also clarified that smoking marijuana for the high or as a crutch is forbidden under religious law.
Now, is a symptom... "My wife is a huge pain in the ass." Can a doctor prescribe that for having to deal with a Jewish wife?
Maybe. I think it's probably maybe a case by case, you know?
Case by case basis.
Now, time out. I know a lot of Jews that smoke cigarettes.
Yeah.
Is that not?
They're going to hell.
Yeah.
Unless they're kosher cigarettes.
Or just because they're Jewish.
Maybe.
Wow. Yeah.
Damn.
Wow.
Okay. Wow.
That too.
Yeah, that's a... Wow.
So, anyway, the rabbi said taking drugs to escape in this world is an excessive way and is certainly forbidden.
And fun.
And fun. However, if the drug is administered to relieve pain, then the person giving it is performing a mitzvah.
A mitzvah?
A mitzvah.
So, like, relieving the pain of getting your foreskin chopped off?
Maybe.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, if you're 13, you know, you get the it's not a bris. It's,
I don't know.
A mitzvah in Yiddish is an act of kindness.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
That's not very kind.
Ask me how I knew that.
So,
how did you know that?
Did you know that?
Yeah, because it was in the story originally, and I cut it out before I gave it to you.
Wow.
Because, never mind. We'll move on.
So, yeah, you get your foreskin chopped off, and then you go toke up a fatty.
Yeah.
You know?
Nice.
A
bris, then a toke. Nah, there's no joke.
What if you rolled it up in the foreskin?
Oh,
and then
God.
Smoked it?
No!
Yeah,
no!
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 It might be good. You never know.
I don't know. It's probably going to smell real bad.
It does already, though. I mean, maybe it'll smell it good all of a sudden.
I don't know. I have a feeling you're probably going to burp that smell for like the next week, though. I don't know.
Then what are your friends going to say?
Did you smoke some foreskin? What is that smell?
What is that? What do you smell like dick? why do you smell like you just smoked a big old meat sausage?
Yeah, why are your eyes
which
all
is every
red?
Tuesday for Zach.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't give it to him. No,
give it to him.
No.
Do it. Thank
there
you.
There we go.
Okay. And now this topic, folks. Whole Foods cuts the cheese. What?
Oh.
Whole Foods Market is recalling Crave Brother Lee's Freres cheese, if I even said that right, in response to an outbreak.
Oh, no, that's my favorite cheese.
It is?
No, I've never fucking heard of it.
Bacterial infection that has sickened people in several states and killed at least one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Whole Foods says the cheese may be contaminated with Listeria monocababablablabla. I don't even know what the hell that is. It was sold in 30 states in Washington, D.C. under name including Les Freres and Crave Brothers Les Freres. The cheese was cut and packaged in clear plastic wrap and sold with Whole Foods Market scale labels. The company is posting signs in stores to inform customers about the recall. So,
you know what prevents that?
Beware. What's that?
Not buying hoity-toity cheese and buy good old American processed cheese.
There you go. Go to Publix or Walmart, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, Walmart.
This is where the contradiction of our country lies. Because cheese kills one person. Recalled cigarettes kill millions.
Yeah, no recall.
Still on the shelf.
Yeah.
Wonder what's going on.
I don't know.
And and bringing up what I'm about to say, I'm kind of glad Mike's not here because we'd start into a big argument.
Oh, God.
But,
guns.
Yeah. It kills a schoolroom full of children and thousands and thousands and thousands. No recall.
Not even a
change in the
change
law.
Change in anything.
Anything. There's not even a change in, the process.
We'll have passed it until it happens again.
I'm outnumbered, so we'll just move on.
You know? Hey, a schoolroom full of 5-year-olds was murdered.
They had
what a tragedy. But
were they murdered by cheese? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, damn it.
Because if it's cheese, we'll attack them. Guns? Ah, never mind.
You know what? I want to point out, though, on that topic, we weren't going to talk about it, but the 777 crash that just happened yesterday.
Yes.
That really irritated. The media coverage is really irritating me. And not that it isn't a tragedy, but we have thousands of death by car accident every day, and we've chosen to slander one of our most reliable and safest methods of transportation because an airline that isn't even based in the United States without American passengers has now had an accident. One accident out of how many every year? 3-4
For that company, who knows?
But the point is that's way safer, but we've chosen to totally ignore car accidents.
That's because the media plays on fear, and when you are in the air, you are not in control.
Yeah.
People look at car accidents and go, well, I wouldn't have crashed.
Well, nobody has that fear getting onto a bus.
Have you been on the public buses?
Not in this city.
That's true. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, it's bad when a plane goes down. I think 2 people were killed in that crash yesterday.
Yeah. Last I saw, 2 killed, 70 injured. When I left work yesterday, it was 10 people were in critical care in the hospital.
And it
two
came
of them
from
being children.
South Korea to
South
San Francisco.
South Korea.
Yeah. Asian people flying planes.
Yeah.
Hello?
No depth perception? Is that where you're getting at?
Need I go further?
Yeah.
Okay. We're not racist at all. No. We're not racist at all. How are we doing on time, Zachary?
We got about 7 minutes.
7 minutes. Okay. Well, here's this. Here's an interesting fact. Lego almost never makes weapons. Even things like baseball bats that could be used as weapons. But if you're sent on having your Lego people commit violent acts on each other, Brick Arms is a Lego arms dealer. They aren't affiliated with the company, but they manufacture tiny toy weapons that fit in Lego's people's hands.
Awesome. Can I get a Lego flamethrower? And does it work?
It doesn't specify. Here's an interesting Lego, all kinds of different stuff, but years they didn't make weapons, and their weapons ban even included things like baseball bats. You really want to know? That doesn't tell me more of anything. So yeah, if you want a Lego pistol,
yeah,
you know, maybe you can get that. That was a very exciting story.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. that was a story. Mike's prep.
Way to go. Thank you. All right. Well, we're kings of the podcast, so we're going to take another quick break, and we will be back shortly. But first, this word.
And now, a refined rhyme with Jackson Mehoff.
This one is called Lying Fries. Golden fry under the couch. You lied to me to get inside my mouth. You once were fresh, but have digressed. And now, I must spit you out. Thank you.
That was a refined rhyme with Jackson Mehoff.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, we're back from our sweet little break. We're kings of the podcast.
Kings of the podcast.
Kings of the podcast. I'm King John. We got King Devin and King Zach and Hey-o. Queen Stephanie.
She's not saying much.
She's not saying much.
That's all right, though.
She looks good. King Aww. Mike and King Greg are out on location at the Coke Zero 400 having a good time. They're probably three sheets to the wind as we speak right now.
What? Three sheets to the wind. What does that even mean?
I don't know. It's just an old saying specifying that you're drunk or something. I don't know. Anyway, but check us out on Facebook, kids. Kings of the Podcastle on Facebook.
Free.
For free. Like us. Comment. Please comment. Stitcher.com, iTunes. Download the podcast for free on iTunes or just go to the website.
And this just in, we are now the number one rated podcast named Kings of the Podcastle.
Yes. That's an applause for that one. Yeah. How about that? No other and, Kings of the Podcastle can compare.
No, not
Speaking
at all.
Speaking of Greg and Mike at NASCAR, yeah. Looks like we're going to be talking about not wearing bras next. Is that
we
what
are? Yeah. That's a great segue on purpose.
Speaking of segues.
Yeah. Bras be gone. China clamps down on cheating in university entrance exams by banning brassieres.
I agree.
So you can't wear bras in entrance exams.
That's going to motivate me to take a test really well.
Absolutely. Yeah, you're going to be very distracted. Just make sure you get...
Every answer is double D.
And maybe you could lower the thermostat while you're in there.
Yeah, just a little.
Education chiefs in northeast China have devised a new tactic to clamp down on cheating in the country's annual university entrance exams. They have banned bras. Before this week's Gaoko? G-A-O-K-A-O.
I just saved $100 by switching my car insurance
What the
to
hell?
Gaoko, sponsored by Star Island Resort.
Thank you. I'm going to get fired. Appreciate it. The intensely competitive Chinese equivalent to A-levels schools in Jilin Province have outlawed any metal objects or items of clothing that set off detectors being installed outside exam halls. The measure is reportedly an attempt to prevent increasingly brazen and sophisticated cheats from sneaking listening devices or transmitters into the exam.
Wow.
So that's what they're up to.
So people were putting secret cheating devices in their bras?
And like listening devices? No, I don't think that. Just any kind of metal object that they can detect, they just want to get rid of. Because I guess people had some sort of radio device or some sort of technological device where they could get the answers on there somehow. And
they take their tests very seriously.
They do.
Yeah.
They'll cut off a finger if you cheat or, you know,
If you'd fail it, you'd disowned your family.
Yeah, like they will, you have they will dishonored,
dishonored
for sure.
them. Yeah, they will.
Thank you.
They will send you overseas to work in Chinese buffets in America if you do that.
Or make
I just don't understand why the test is so difficult to learn how to sew.
Chinese.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Give yourself a little rim shot. That's a good
you
one.
Want me to do what to myself?
A rim job.
Oh. All right, hold on. I'll be right back.
Yeah. If he's got to practice his yoga.
Yes. You're going to be a very rich man.
Hell.
A letter sent to candidates' parents outlined the new policy. When students and staff enter the exam venue, they will have their clothes, accessories, shoes, hats, and any carry-ins strictly checked by professionals and will only be allowed to enter if the equipment does not set off an alarm. Therefore,
professionals.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there a chance that these school officials are just pervs?
Probably. Therefore, any article that contains metal and can trigger beeping from the security machines will become obstacles for the candidates.
No, I can imagine that now. I've just got a little clicker that I'm holding, and a hot girl walks through, beep, 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 uh-huh. beep, beep.
So,
fat, ugly girl
you're
walks
saying
through.
If I pass this test, I can become leader of China.
Yeah.
If I don't pass it, I become the security guy over there.
Right.
That's all I would do.
Well, yeah. I don't think you personally become the leader of China. You're way too tall.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
And way too ginger. Yeah. You would stand out like a turd in a punch bowl. For sure. Stupid news. Places where cheating wives have shopped for clothes.
Oh, yeah.
The folks at Ashley Madison have come up with another list for married people having affairs. According to their data, wives who cheat on their husbands are most likely to shop for clothes at Banana Republic, J. Crew, and Macy's. And Ann Taylor.
I just want to walk in there and be like, cheating whores, all of you!
Now, Ashley Madison, that's the website you go to cheat, right?
Yeah. That is true.
Okay. But so, yeah, you could walk into J. Crew and walk up to a married woman and say, hey, a ring doesn't plug a hole, baby.
There you go. Wow. I actually, I came up with some more places that they shop. Multiple Dick Sporting Goods. Bed, Bath, and anywhere else I can cheat on you. Home Record Depot. Costco. Trader Josephine's.
Wow.
And Gap. That's just Gap. Yeah.
Right. Gap. I like it. Well, according to this, there's also check out Banana Republic, J. Crew, Macy's, Ann Taylor, H&M.
H&M.
I don't know what that stands for. S&M.
S&M?
S&M?
That's one thing. Sure.
Now, yeah. H&M is one of the higher end clothing stores. It's like a
it doesn't
Forever
stand for
21 or
Harlots and Mistresses, maybe.
I don't know. It's two guys' names.
These are all the expensive places. Why would you cheat on your husband if you have the money to shop there?
I will say that when I went to Vegas, that the H&M was ginormous, and it had like people flying in it and all these weird lights and shit. And
people flying in it?
Yeah, they
what do you mean?
Well, you know, like they have the restaurant there, too, where there's like the flying wine angel. There
were people.
There were people flying in
a department store.
Yeah. It wasn't. Yeah. It's a clothes store. It's like you walk into a mall outlet. It's not like the main store. It's like a.
And they were on these big swings from the ceilings kind of thing?
It was more like a automated, like they were hooked into a harness and they were flying around.
Were they modeling clothing or anything? Or
does the H&M stand for hash and meth? Because that's what I would think, like walking into there, seeing that kind of crap, I'd be like, what am I doing? What am I on?
That store is very popular here in Central
hash and
Florida.
Meth, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, geez.
It's in the trailer park downtown.
It is. Yeah. Northern California roller coaster taken offline after rider screams exceed decibel limit.
Are you kidding me?
Well, what's this thing says? Santa Clara, California. Northern California roller coaster appears to have been a little too much fun. The Gold Striker at Great America in Santa Clara had to be taken offline this week because riders were screaming too loudly.
That's some old guy sitting on his porch going, y'all get off my front lawn with your roller coasters and your fun and your good times.
They speak like that in California?
Yes. Yes, they
do. I thought it'd be like, yo, SA, keep it down, man.
I can't hear my wife yelling for help when she crosses the border.
The San Jose Mercury News reports that the shrieks were exceeding the decibel limit agreed upon in a settlement with Prudential Real Estate, which owns adjacent properties.
That's crazy. We have stuff like that all the time in Florida. Florida people love complaining about that.
They do?
Like we have the amphitheater down in Tampa.
Yeah.
They built that. They wall. Built it. And they built that giant aluminum wall along the interstate because the neighboring community said the rock concerts were too loud.
Really?
And now that venue is destroyed. Like you can't. you're sitting there and there's nothing but audio bouncing off that wall and it just sounds like crap. Nobody wants to go there.
Yeah.
No professional music acts want to go there.
Legoland used to be Cypress Gardens, and they were a concert venue for a while too, and they had a big outdoor place, and some of the neighbors did complain.
See, I lived over there and I could hear all the concerts. I lived
down the street.
I lived like two blocks away because I used to live right in that neighborhood, and I loved walking outside and hearing all the concerts. Yeah. I thought it was great, but yeah, it was pretty loud.
Was it really?
Yeah.
And I don't remember any of them going really late into the night or anything like that.
No, they all started early.
I'm sure it was, but, you know, what...
But Roller Coaster Screams?
Yeah.
Really?
I don't know. It's like Dueling Dragons at Universal, when they built it, they specifically built it to dampen noise. Like, all the footings and the supports are filled with sand to absorb the noise because they were so concerned with that. I just find it weird that that's something we care about.
Well, apparently somebody does. Yeah, but I don't know.
It's like moving next to an airport. You kind of know what you're signing up for, right?
Moving right along, stupid news. 5 irrational fears at work. According to a new survey, 84% of us have an irrational fear of something at work.
Getting raped.
Getting raped, that's a problem.
That's yours?
Yeah, that's yours. Mine. Yeah?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Devin, you got any irrational fears?
I had
a weird
irrational fear, yeah. This is actually... A lot of people don't know this about me, but I have a weird fear when I go to like convenience stores and stuff and regular department stores.
Uh-huh.
I have to touch like the door with the back of my hand first and then grab the handle because I worked at Target for 2 years. And when I worked there, I would push around these metal carts like doing stocking.
Yeah.
And for some reason, it would charge me up to where anytime I would go like to a door handle, it would shock the crap out of me, the static electricity.
Yeah.
And so I got so afraid of being shocked like that I started like I would tap the door with my butt and then like just to get rid of the charge. And
sure,
so
that was why you were tapping it with your butt.
And then I would like grab the handle after that and it started to spread everywhere. Like for the longest time, I'm getting better now, but for the longest time, I would have a fear of metal door handles. Like I would walk up and I would try to find some way to touch the door without having to grab the handle first because I was afraid I would be shocked.
I do that at the store grabbing milk because, you know, they have the metal door handle to open up the refrigerator.
And you're afraid of getting shocked?
Oh, yeah.
So you both have turned into one of those people that like has to brush their teeth on one side 8 times and the other side 8 times.
What was that movie Nick Cage was in?
I don't brush my teeth.
The movie Nick Cage was in where he was it Matchstick Men? Where he like opened the door
one, two, three. Obsessive.
That's essentially you could also even
refer to that as What About Bob? Remember What About Bob?
Yes. Oh, my God. Baby steps.
Crazy. I like that movie.
Here's the full story. According to a new survey, 84% of people have already talked about that. 25% of us are worried that we'll send a sensitive email to the wrong person or to everyone.
Oh,
have you ever
my God.
Done that?
That happens all the time at my job.
It does.
People send like there will be a grand announcement like this is happening next Tuesday, and then someone will reply back, "Oh, I don't know if I can," and it goes to everybody. He's like, "I don't know if I can because I have a herpes doctor's appointment." And
really,
it's like really personal stuff that people send back.
Wow.
I actually worked at a high school my first year, and I remember towards the end of the year, we had all of our emails. We still do. All of our emails are published online, but there was one option they used to have on the school board website to where you could
all of your emails were published online.
Well, you can actually,
the public
source.
Can see that.
Yeah, you can actually go request that. To be honest with you,
really,
and they'll print it out for any teacher, and then
really?
It's public knowledge. But anyways, this is all of our email addresses were published online, but there was a button you could hit that could send to all the teachers in a specific school one email from our website.
Yeah.
They got rid of that after this guy, I guess, pissed some girl off. And I remember getting to my computer in the morning and I opened up the thing and it said, Mr. Such and Such has a small dick. He can't,
he can't
have sex. He thinks he can cheat. He thinks he can do this. He doesn't even last long in bed. It started to go off on all of his fetishes and all of the like
and this
sick
went
perverted
to the
things
entire
that
school
he would,
system.
Yeah,
I think I got that Mr. Siebold email too.
all the sick perverted things like that he would do, and like it was just crazy reading this. It was amazing. I was so happy.
Wow.
So
did you not like the guy?
No, I didn't even know him, but it made me want to find out who he was just so I could
was
be like,
did he work in your school or
yeah.
was it Okay, so this was just contained to that one school.
That one school. Yeah, okay. You could send all to one school. You couldn't do like
but
everybody.
But have you, either of you guys ever done that? Like something makes you upset at work and it's like an ongoing thing and you feel like you need to address it and then you go ahead and send an email to your upper management and then you hit send and then you maybe go, oh, maybe I should have worded that differently.
Yeah,
yep.
Sure have.
Have either of you ever gotten in trouble for that?
I haven't
or
gotten...
Or had a... quote unquote coaching session as a result of that.
I did when I was working cruise ships, and cruise ships just magnify those situations, man, because your boss is in the next room.
Right.
And I actually had a situation where one of my employees was getting snarky with me through email and it was just back and forth.
Yeah.
And I literally walked down to his workshop and just laid the into him, man. He pissed me off so bad. I was very close to just walking into HR and saying, get rid of this guy.
Yeah.
He was, and it was over something stupid. And it was just because we're in such a high stress environment.
Right.
It was something like, yeah, I can't fix this because of this, this, and this. I'm like, well, here's the reasons why you can fix it. You're just being lazy. And then he came back at me. I'm not being lazy. You don't know how to work.
Uh-huh.
I just.
Hostile work environment.
Cruise ships. That's what they are.
Yeah.
People go missing all the time.
Oh, boy.
Oh. Hey.
So, word of the wise, if you're ever working on a cruise ship with King Zach, be very careful.
Don't worry about me. What you have to worry
Don't walk near the edge.
No, yes. In all seriousness, it's not me. You need to be very friendly to all the Filipinos.
Oh.
The
okay,
Filipinos
let's just,
run
let's get
every
racist.
Cruise ship.
Let's
no,
get
no,
racist,
no. That's not racist. Filipinos actually Filipinos' main export is labor, and they're the majority of Filipino men work on cruise ships.
Really?
In the shipping industry. Yes, they do. Hmm. Absolutely. That's just a known fact, but they're amazing people, but they are the majority on the cruise ship, and what they say goes. I mean, that's just what it is.
Interesting. All right.
There you have it, folks. Yeah. Filipinos are in charge of the high seas.
They are.
21% worry that we'll accidentally open up an inappropriate website. Now, I don't know about you guys, but have you ever thought you were alone in the office and you were like, this is a good time to rough up the suspect? Why don't I just get this done on my lunch break? And then, boom,
rough
in walks...
Rough up the suspect?
Who do you work for?
Who Damn does it. Number two work for? Two weeks ago, someone got fired at my job for this.
Uh-oh.
They were doing it at work. They had a tablet or a smart device or something, and they had looked at it at home and hadn't closed it and came in and it automatically synced up with the company's network.
Really?
And flagged him and he got fired the next day.
Really?
Yes.
So because the Wi-Fi was attached to his device and the IT department found this URL or whatever.
Yeah. Well, it flagged it. As soon as he went to that website, it would flag it up.
Wow. And he got fired.
Yeah. And his wife still works there, which is really
awesome. Oh, boy. 19% of us worry that we'll be found out for being incompetent at our job. So look busy, folks. Look busy.
Yep. That's called middle management.
Yes.
That's not even a lie. That's called middle management.
I'm in middle management.
I rest my case.
You. Damn it. 11% of us are afraid of the photocopier. Look out for the photocopier. What?
Wait, legitimately afraid of a photocopier?
They should be, because some bastards jam it up and then I see who it is and I want to go like pound their face in.
Right.
So you should be.
And then you
create
a hostile work environment.
Yeah.
What else have we got here? Putnam County Sheriff's Office. 3 men towed, rode 600-pound aluminum chicken.
I really wish you would have read my short line.
What short line?
Look at the prep sheet.
3 men ride a cock.
Hey-o.
Hey!
Three men ride a cock. Sorry.
Brought to you by Brown Star Island Resort.
Yeah, not getting fired. Not getting fired at all. Instead of doing trivia, folks, I'll be on the unemployment line.
Actually, they're hiring at Brown Star
Island Resort. They are. Great.
Yeah.
You have to do it naked, but.
Yeah, I was going to say, no uniform required. this time in San Mateo, Florida. Where is that? San Mateo.
I'd say it's whatever Putnam County.
I don't even know where that is.
No
Three
idea.
Men arrested Wednesday for stealing a 9-foot-tall chicken statue. Darren Luke Edwards, 19, Tyler Lee Jones, 21, and James Joseph Smith, 18.
James Joseph something something Smith.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah. Three dumbasses from Putnam County, Florida, were each charged with a count of grand theft, according to a release from the Putnam County Sheriff's Office. Edwards was also charged in violation of probation. Mm. Well, a habitual dumbass. The owner of the statue said he was getting ready for work Tuesday when he heard a commotion. He looked down the street and saw a pickup truck pulling his purple 600-pound aluminum chicken. Why the hell would anybody... What is that for?
I don't know. That's what I was trying to figure out, and it doesn't say anywhere in the story.
One of the men was mounted on the chicken, riding it down the road.
I love this story.
Mounted on the chicken.
Yeah. He was riding it. Wow.
A big old purple one.
They were identified... mounting his purple angry chicken. My God!
How do you explain that in jail? Like, what were you doing? Yeah, I was riding a cock. Oh, well, you'll fit right in.
Yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to do it for this week's episode. We've been Kings of the Podcastle. Please check us out on Facebook, iTunes, and Stitcher.com. Next week, we will have back, hopefully, King Mike and King Greg. I've been King John. That's been King Devin. That's been King Zach.
What up?
And that's Queen Stephanie.
Yay.
Thanks.
With Princess...
Princess Kathleen.
Yes. Yes.
Still yet to join us. Yes. Aww. It's getting close, kids.
That's why I'm
boy.
Quiet.
All right, folks. That'll do it for this week. Thank you so much. Goodbye.
Show me your boobs.
I say that same thing when I can't get it up with a woman.
And you don't look metrosexual. She might have had a little hang down the monkey.
That takes applying lipstick to a whole new level.
Hey, oh, that must be why you like it from behind all the time.
Well, we could have some private time. My mom's out of the house.
Jabbing a sausage in your mouth. No, what's a fap?
Well, I hope it was doggy style, sweetheart. Clean out your vag from all that sand you got in there, because I really don't give a rat's ass.
Is that like one guy, one horse? I moved out of mom's house. I'm going to get a butterfly on my backside. It looks like the gay communist China is singing us a song.
You have to grab some and sniff it.
Ye vagina is wetteth.
Only if you show me your tits.
Change your own tire next time, bitch.
And she had no words. It was just like, I was just like, what? And she's like, but it was. Is that a guy? I was like, okay.
I have a little vagina.
God.
This really fine bean that they grow.
Uh-huh.
And it's then
a dookie bean.
What?
I'm getting pissed.
Now listen here, honey, when you guys are done watching your SpongeBob, I want you to go ahead and take the knife that Mama sent to you and plunge it into Grandma and Grandpa's heart and fucking kill them.
I got one thing to say about that.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm with you. Yeah, it's true.
Okay, that's all I gotta say about that.
Do you guys prefer a male or a female?
Female.
Really?
Yeah.
I actually would rather have an old man.
Please don't do this at home because, I mean, unless you're underage and you're listening to our show.
No, 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 no.